That was as far as he got. Down! Everybody down! Enemy fighters incoming! The next thing he knew, Rex was yelling at everyone to take cover, and Ahsoka was running for the shelter of the monastery doors. Flashes of brilliant light blinded him as he instinctively looked up at the sky. Something rumbled and thundered. It wasn't a storm. It was a massive Separatist landing ship escorted by at least one squadron of droid vulture fighters. R2-D2 stood his ground, still transmitting Kenobi's message. Master, we're under attack. Gotta go, and hurry up! Anakin? Kenobi's transmission was breaking up. Anakin! And then it was gone. And the rising whine of a fighter diving to attack sent Anakin scrambling to the monastery wall with R2-D2. Vulture droids swooped. There was no option but to retreat into the monastery. Ahsoka, are you okay? Anakin couldn't see her. A fighter strafed the monastery, ripping up ancient flagstones in a dead straight line and scattering chunks of stone like shrapnel. R2-D2 rolled up beside him. Talk to me, Snips!
I'm okay, Master.
Her voice came from behind him, muffled by something. She must have had her face buried in the backpack against her chest, shielding Rata the hard way. For all the sheer terror of the attack, Anakin could think only of the fact that she was inhaling concentrated essence of Hutt. Now that takes guts.
I've got Rata. I think he's too sick to notice what's going on. Poor kid.
It's okay. Keep your head down. And his. Anakin gestured to the droid. R2, get over there with her.
Sorry, Sky Guy.
Ahsoka called.
I ran instead of sticking with you.
Rata's got to stay alive. You did right, Snips. Callous as it seemed, Anakin was also relieved that he didn't have an alert, panic-stricken Hutlet screaming blue murder as the laser rounds tore up the ground around him. Getting shot when you don't have to isn't heroic. It's dumb. Rex, skidding to a crouch beside him, slammed his hand down on top of Anakin's raised head. Laser rounds punched a shower of brick dust and rubble out of the wall above them.
Yes, sir, it is. Keep your criffing head down.
I can sense rounds coming, Rex.
Okay, then, do it to humor me.
It was gestures like that, real concern, however abruptly worded, that made Anakin feel he could tackle anything. He relished the heady comradeship born in desperate situations. Even cornered and outgunned like this, he knew someone was watching his back. Not because he was the chosen one or an officer, but because the soldier next to him was a comrade. And Anakin would do the same for him. It wasn't quite the serene acceptance that Kenobi had tried to instill in him, but Qui-Gon Jinn would have understood.
So what's it to be, sir?
Rex asked. His voice was almost drowned out by the hammer of laser fire.
Stall them until General Kenobi gets here, or slug it out?
You know what they say about discretion and valor. Can we land a Lardy? Sometimes Anakin longed for a helmet like his clone troopers, something that would give him hard data. Right then, he needed to see real-time sensor information. Can we get Ahsoka off this rock with the Hutlet?
Negative, sir. Even if the Lardy isn't pounded to pieces when it sets down, not even Hawk could guarantee getting past the Sep ships in one piece. And he couldn't outrun them. We're stuck.
Okay, then. We dig in. Fall back and hold the monastery. Just concentrate on keeping that Hutt alive.
Got it, sir.
Rex fell silent for a moment, head lowered, as if talking on another circuit. Anakin saw troopers dart back through the gates just before something smashed into the wooden supports and left them splintered and smoking.
They could turn this whole plateau to molten slag from the air if they wanted to.
Not if they want to take the Hutt alive.
Okay, a picture is forming now.
If Dooku set this up, then he needs to be the one to hand Rata back to Jabba.
What I wouldn't give for air cover.
Twice in a row. Next time, we pack a squadron of Delta Interceptors. Rex froze for a moment as if listening, then trained his rifle on the massive gates that had stood untouched for centuries.
Here they come! Korik, Hez, covering fire! AT, get to that gate and block those tinnies! Everyone else, inside, now!
That means you, Ahsoka! Anakin yelled, but when he glanced over his shoulder, she was already running for the doors, clutching the pack to her chest, with R2-D2 at her heels like a herding ack dog.
Steady, boys,
Rex whispered.
Make every round count.